This I believe. The number of times an average man's heart will beat during his lifetime, his chances of getting married, the amount of money he is worth to his dependents. These are the quantities which Dr. Lewis I. Dublin, statistician and second vice president of the Metropolitan Life Insurance Company, measures in his everyday work. But he is also concerned with those vital intangibles which, though they cannot be mathematically measured, give meaning to life. This is his creed.
I believe in the truth. I have, of course, accumulated a lot of other beliefs which add warmth and color to living. But for this occasion, I have chosen to consider my cardinal belief in truth because it will have interest for everybody. My life would be chaotic and meaningless without it. How have I arrived at this conviction? My parents were immigrants from Lithuania and brought me to this country when I was a child. My home, religious training, and early schooling all impressed on me the importance of the Ninth Commandment, which is essentially an injunction against lying. I clung to this through a hurly-burly boyhood on New York's East Side. Later, as a junior at the College of the City of New York, I came under the influence of Thomas Davidson, the Scottish philosopher and educator. He was, in his time, one of the 10 leading scholars in the world, and certainly one of the most extraordinary persons I've ever known. His deep religious sense and dedication to the betterment of mankind were contagious. His work impressed on me the high vocation of scholarship, with its emphasis on the sacredness of truth. Henceforth, life for me was a serious business. Having decided on a career in science, I entered Columbia University as a graduate student. My teachers were a devoted group of seekers after scientific truth. Our laboratory was engaged in a series of researches that laid the foundations for the modern science of inheritance and genetics, a body of knowledge now used in plant breeding, animal husbandry, and the study of human inheritance. Faculty and students worked day and night in the red heat of enthusiasm. Discoveries of the greatest consequence came in rapid succession, like corn popping in a pan. No one thought of money or comfort of any kind. All were dedicated to advancing knowledge. They would rather have died 10 deaths than to have been thought guilty of even the slightest misrepresentation. That had a tremendous effect on my young mind. In the field of science, everything depends upon the confidence which co-workers place in your integrity. And then, too, I've spent better than 40 years as the statistician of the Metropolitan, and here I have been concerned with the collection of facts on the health and welfare of people. My work offered an opportunity to help advance our knowledge of health and public welfare. But without complete devotion to accuracy and integrity, the whole effort would have been worthless. For me, belief in truth is the key to understanding what ails the world today. As I see it, commodities like faithfulness, loyalty, and integrity are in short supply. In half the world, the leaders of government look upon truth as a bourgeois weakness. I could point to failures to honor obligations in our own national life, but in the last analysis, I have found that the greatest significance of the Ninth Commandment is in the lives of individual people. It is in the relations within the family that being completely honest is so essential. It makes a world of difference whether the child sees in the parents a dedication to frank, open honesty, or whether it is made familiar early with double dealing. I'm eternally grateful to my parents, my early teachers, who led me to believe in veracity and to honor it. As a man of science, I have found that it is the truth that makes us free.
That was Dr. Lewis I. Dublin, New York statistician, an author of The Facts of Life. A man who is a self-made genius in the best American tradition has developed a clear and positive credo.